The gods take pity. Echo ran and ran up the hillside, sobbing with grief and desolation. She hid in a cave high above the river by whose banks the lovely Narcissus lay. Inside her head, Echo framed the words of a prayer to her favourite goddess, Aphrodite. In mute despair, she begged to be relieved of the pain of love and the intolerable burden of her cursed existence. Aphrodite answered the nymph's prayers as best she could. She freed the nymph of her body and most of her physical self. She did not have the power to lift Hera's curse, so the voice remained. The voice that had got Echo into all that trouble in the first place. The voice that was doomed to repeat and repeat. Nothing more was left of the once beautiful nymph, just the answering voice. You can hear Echo still, returning your last few words when you call out near caves, canyons, cliffs, hills, streets, squares, temples, monuments, ruins and empty rooms. And Narcissus? Day after day he lay by the river, passionately and hopelessly in love with his own reflection, gazing at himself, filled with love for himself and longing for himself, with eyes only for himself and consideration for no one and nothing but himself. He drooped down over the water, pining and pining, until at last the gods turned him into the delicate and beautiful daffodil that bears his name, and whose lovely head always bows down to look at itself in puddles, pools, and streams. You can choose to think of the characteristics these doomed young people have bequeathed us and our language as standard human traits or as problematic afflictions. Narcissistic personality disorder and echolalia, the apparently mindless repetition of what is said, are both classified in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual that medically and legally defines mental illnesses. Narcissistic personality disorder, much talked about these days, is marked by vanity, self-importance, a grandiose hunger for admiration, acclaim and applause, and above all, an obsession with the self-image. The feelings of others are railroaded and stampeded, while such considerations as honesty, truthfulness or integrity are blithely disregarded. Bragging, boasting, and delusional exaggeration are common signs. Criticism or belittlement is intolerable and can provoke aggressive and explosively strange behaviours. No one we know, of course. Perhaps narcissism is best defined as a need to look on other people as mirrored surfaces, who satisfy us only when they reflect back a loving or admiring image of ourselves. When we look into another's eyes, in other words, we are not looking to see who they are, but how we are reflected in their eyes. By this definition, which of us can honestly disown our share of narcissism?